This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, will conclude today on the auspicious day of Mahashivratri. Over 65 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims have taken the dip so far, as millions are taking the holy dip at various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. A rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds to the speciality of Mahakumbh this year. We now go over live to our correspondent Adarsh in Prayagraj. Adarsh, tell us what special arrangements have been made by the administration and police for devotees and pilgrims, especially with Mahashivratri in mind.
Also, the traffic is being heavily regulated at key spots. There is a huge crowd today on the account of Mahashivratri, and people are constantly being asked to move after their dip so that any congestion is prevented. And about security on the ghats, the NDRF, SDRF, Home Guard, and police are keeping a watchful eye to prevent any mishaps. Furthermore, motorboats are also prohibited today. And upon the loudspeakers, there's radio programs, information and news are being broadcasted to keep the people vigilant and prevent any misinformation. And the police and authorities are also working hard to provide smooth commute, as there are 4,500 buses running in view of Mahashivratri.
Right. Thank you, Adarsh, for bringing us all those details. Railway has operated more than 115 outward trains from various stations of Prayagraj till 9 a.m. today for the convenience of the Mahakumbh devotees returning home after taking a dip in the Sangam on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The Railway Ministry said around 6 lakh passengers travelled in these trains. The Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri Snan, and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. Railway will operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj today. Holding areas near Prayagraj Junction Railway Station are fully operational for the convenience of passengers. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said Akashvani has always played a major role in connecting people with the country's culture and takes its responsibility as a public broadcaster very seriously. In his message on the final day of Mahakumbh, Mr. Sehgal said throughout its 48-day broadcast, Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel touched a lot of people. In her message on the occasion, Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, acknowledged the success of Kumbhvani in reaching a large audience in a short period. She highlighted the team's efforts in delivering continuous programming on the Kumbhvani channel. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to countrymen on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the great revolutionary freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the nation will never forget Veer Savarkar's invaluable contribution, filled with sacrifice, courage and struggle in the freedom movement. The coastal areas of Maharashtra are experiencing heatwave-like conditions since Monday. Coastal districts such as Mumbai, Sindhudurg, Ratnagiri, Thane and Raigarh are experiencing significantly high temperatures. Our correspondent reports the Konkan Meteorological Subdivision is experiencing temperature departures of more than 5 degrees Celsius. This condition is likely to prevail for the next 48 hours. Ukraine and the United States have agreed on a framework for a broad economic deal, including the extraction of rare earth minerals. According to Ukrainian officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, Kyiv hopes the agreement will help secure continued U.S. military support, which Ukraine urgently needs. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.